Yes, sir.
Case number 11415, Delmarva Broadcasting Company, northwest of Road 626, Aples Road, 0.6 miles northwest of Road 594 Webb Farm Road. 911 address is 9078 Aples Road, Lincoln, Delaware. Tax map ID is District 130, Map 8, Parcel 36.05. A variance from the height requirement for a radio/television tower.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mike Cazala, home address?
Whatever address you
want. 35547 Betsy Ross Boulevard, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
If you can wait up here, what I'm going to do is have you all identify yourselves and I'll swear you in all at the same time.
Christopher Wilk with Delmarva Broadcasting. I'll use the business address of 1666 Blair's Pond Road, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Thank you.
Good evening. Paul Dugan with Millennium Engineering PC. Business address is 508 Ferncastle Drive, Downingtown, PA 19335.
And do you three all swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, members of the Board of Adjustment and all folks present. My name's Mike Cazala. I'm the general manager for Delmarva Broadcasting radio stations in central and southern Delaware. And we are here requesting a special use exception for the communications tower. It's really a situation of replacing an existing tower that can no longer accommodate the necessary and current technology upgrade for Verizon Wireless and future other cellular companies that may want to locate on that tower. The new tower is exactly the same height as the existing tower on the site, would be located within 40 feet of the existing tower on the same property with all the necessary setbacks. The new tower would have the same tenants who are currently on the existing tower moved over to that new tower upon completion of the new tower, if you see fit to give us approval. And as a finishing part of the project, the current and existing tower would be removed once the other one was up and operational within 12 months of the installation of the new tower. The new tower would have the ability to support additional cellular companies, up to three, which would provide additional cellular service to the folks who live in this growing county of ours, Sussex County. The radio station WNCL, is also known as Cool 101.3, provides a valuable service to the central and southern Delaware area in being a live and local radio station owned by a Delaware company that has been in the radio business for 90 years. During times of emergency and storms, our company is very proud at being on the air, on the job with people in the studio giving out valuable emergency information. And we feel that not only would it be not a detriment to public use, but actually help the public. At this point, if you have any questions.
We'll see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll be with you, Mr. Rickards.
I see in 194, H, is it the tower will conform to FCC requirements?
That's correct.
Okay, so your intensity, the daylight probes and the flashing red beacons and side markers are at night.
That's correct.
Are within their regulations?
Within all FCC regulations, yes.
The
correct. This way the tower is lit for safety purposes during daytime in any periods of limited visibility for anyone flying by and the usual red lights that we're accustomed to seeing once darkness falls automatically come on.
Do you have any input from the FAA that, we have the crop duster aircraft around around your area. Do you get any requirements from the FAA?
We consult with FAA before any project of this type, and in 194.2J, we mentioned that it'll meet all FCC and FAA requirements.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they
important consideration.
Okay. And the current tower is registered with the FAA.
Registered with the FAA.
That's correct.
Yes.
FCC. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Werman?
Yeah, why so high?
It's the standard height of a Class A radio FM radio station pretty much all across America. It's 100 meters is what the FCC grants. The higher the tower, the further the signal can travel, and that's the standard height for a radio station with the power output of WNCL. It's exactly the same height as the tower that's already there.
Your tower is 325 feet tall now?
Yes.
328, yeah.
It already is?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, so we're not looking to go up any higher. There's no increased power. Everything
what
the same.
What is your power now?
Currently 3 kilowatts.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going the same height that you were. You're just saying down, you're putting it on the same height again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Simply newer, stronger, handling more technology.
Okay. Further questions?
Mr. Mills?
Yes. I don't see on this survey how far the tower is from the property lines.
It's the current tower and the proposed tower all meet the requirement of one-third of the height.
Okay.
Actually, beyond that, it's
So it's at least 100 and some feet?
Yes.
From
mm-hmm.
each property line, okay. I see that you've got 190 feet on the guidelines, and I assume that's a guideline.
Right, yeah. That's correct.
And I saw 113 feet from the guy wire to the one of the property lines. But, okay. No other questions?
All right, thank you.
Mr. I have Hudson. One other.
Well, let me meet Mr. Hudson, then I'll come
okay,
back to
I'm
you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I believe you said you'll be able to support 3 additional carriers.
Two additional.
Verizon is currently on board, and I was very supportive with this project and is open to and understands that two of their competitors may co-locate on the tower, will provide more choice for the residents of Sussex County.
Mm-hmm. So at present, how many carriers do you have on the tower?
The one, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so you'll have a total of 3.
We could.
Have up to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, since it is a new tower, will the construction of this tower be different from the existing one? And if so, how?
I have to turn that over to my engineer.
It will be sturdier. The construction, the tower height will be the same. This one will be able to withstand winds of 120 miles an hour, where the current one is nowhere near that. Mainly built for current standards and newer revisions.
So would it be the same type of construction, or would the type?
Yes, it'll still be a
steel
tower with guy wires.
Okay. Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Ricker, you had
another question. I just want to ask you your radius that you're showing at the 500 feet. Okay, from the center of the tower, is due. There's a residence involved in there. What's that have to do with anything?
I think he just wanted the surveyor just wanted to show that it was well within the county requirements.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No other questions.
Mr. Workman?
Let's produce, give more waves out now. I mean, so
no.
You get.
No, well, exact same tower, and we have to, our FCC license requires us to be. That the antenna for the FM station be at the exact same height.
Same height.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be no change or increase in RF radiation, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further? Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills.
Yes. In the event that the tower would collapse, would it be in a downward motion?
Yes. They are designed now to collapse upon themselves.
Okay. Not to just fall over.
Fall over, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I was in that squad. That's good. Thank you, Mr. Mills.
Well, most radio towers are self, you know, collapsing.
Downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and the newer technology, the more perfected that is as time goes by. They just develop newer, better, stronger, more weather-resistant, and the latest and greatest, and that's what we're talking about doing here.
Good. Thank you for that. Now, any further questions? Mr. Sharp.
And what, I know we've got a plan here that shows somewhat the neighborhood. What are these surrounding properties generally? What are we looking at?
Single, I believe there's one trailer, and the rest are single-family residential.
Have you had any complaints or anything from neighbors or anything like that over the past 20 years?
We're not aware of any complaints.
This is 415, right?
And is it your opinion that this tower will have no substantial adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Correct.
Correct.
I have nothing further.
Okay. And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Opposition? Okay. Ma'am, do you want to come forward, please, and be sworn in? Sir, if you would just sit right down in front here. Okay. Ma'am, you need to be sworn in, if you would, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Jody Vasey, 7047 Horsecart Lane in Lincoln.
Can you spell your last name?
V as in Victor, A, S as in Sam, E-Y. Okay.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay. Now, come up to the podium, ma'am. Now, you're in opposition to this.
Well, I have a couple questions. We live next drive down on Horsecart Lane, and I am Christian. I'm all for the radio station. You know, we moved there. We knew the radio tower was there, and mm-hmm. and it's there. It's not too much of an eyesore. I am concerned about how the structure will change, if it's going to be wider to support more. I mean, it is a fairly thin tower right now, so I am concerned about the way it'll change the look of the landscape. It is a beautiful country right there. And they did answer the question about the RF emissions. I was concerned about that. So it's not going to change. That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, the neighbors and I, we haven't said anything, but I've been meaning to. We feel that the current antenna or the station does interfere with our TV antennas. And my children will be watching, they want to watch a 8 o'clock show on Sunday night, and it'll be horrible. And then 9 o'clock, it's like a switch went off, and the 9 o'clock show is great, and it's time for the kids to go to bed. So that is a little frustrating, and without proof, we don't know for certain, but it does seem a little strange to us, and my neighbors are elderly, Dawn and Tom Moore. They weren't going to be able to come tonight. They don't drive very well. So I'm here, and my husband's baling hay, so he wasn't able to join me.
So then your main concern is about the materials of the new tower?
The materials, the width of the tower, you know, more massive that would look in the air.
Okay.
And
we did hear testimony that it was going to be identical to the existing tower.
Identical look. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
To size and shape and guy wires, all that.
Okay.
And what would the other? Oh.
The other was a TV.
You have a TV antenna?
The TV antennas, yeah.
Or do you have satellite?
I have antenna, and my neighbor has antenna. Mm-hmm.
You don't have cable?
No.
Okay.
Not out there.
I didn't know you could still get a signal with an antenna. Okay.
But the cable said that Comcast said they won't come out our way.
Okay. Yeah. So your objection is what?
Objection is, I just wanted see if those questions could be answered.
Well, ma'am, we'll certainly.
Have they answered them for you?
Have you heard, got your answers?
Well, I just want to, I was not understanding that the structure, I knew it was going to be made of the same materials,
uh-huh.
the same height.
Uh-huh.
But I did want to see if it, I know it's going to be sturdier, but is the diameter and the width going to be the same of the tower going?
We could, ask them, ma'am.
We could ask the applicant to come up and address that if you
sure.
like.
Sir, could you, one of you, come up, please, and answer that? Ma'am, you stay here just right here for a minute. We'll get him to try to answer it so you could hear it.
Sure, we'd be happy to answer that.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for the question. No, it's good. We would rather have everyone question things now and be satisfied that we're acting in good faith. The new tower that's proposed would be of the same structure and of the same size and width and diameter in general will look very much the same, other than the fact that it will be brand spanking new, won't be rusty, and so on. I can also tell you that on that tower, the radio station 88.7, the bridge, rents space from us on that tower to microwave their signal to their main transmitter, and will continue to do so. We have a good working relationship with Bill Sammons and the folks from that radio station, so we do provide an additional service there. You asked about the look in the property. Pretty much the same. The new law requires that a 6-foot tall fence be placed at the foot of every guy wire so that people can't get at it, kids can't get at it, get into trouble, and so on, and it's for safety purposes. Other than that, the look will be very much the same, but everything will be new. Interference. Do you have an antenna on your roof?
You can ask the questions to the board.
Oh, I'm sorry. What can I do? I'm sorry.
You can ask the board the questions, and then she can
her.
Respond.
Oh, okay. I'd like to know how they receive their television signal.
I think she said they had an antenna, and
an
their
antenna
neighbor did,
the roof.
Too.
Okay. We're not required to do this, but as a good neighbor, we would be willing to send our engineer to their home to take a look at the reception there. There are filters that can be placed, very simple filters that plug into the wall outlet that
mm-hmm.
often eliminate those problems. And our engineer, Chris, are you
I've done that several times
yeah.
before. And
you're willing to do that?
Willing to do that, sure.
Ma'am, you heard that?
Yeah, we don't want to be anybody's problem.
So how do you feel? So how do you feel now?
You're okay then now with it, ma'am? Any other questions?
No questions.
Okay, and they're all answered.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Okay. All right, then, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,415 for the following reason. Certainly, this is a replacement. The applicant has testified this is a replacement tower with the one that's now standing. So once they take this tower down, that means that they must go through the process of a new tower or the new requirements from the zoning department, which you've applied for. So that would entitle you to the 150-foot height requirements under that ordinance, okay? And that would also require you to get a 175-foot variance, which will bring you up to the 325-foot requirement that you're asking for. So based on that and based on your testimony, I would like you on the variance portion of it, to approach the standards for granting the variance, okay? Have you done that?
I believe we have.
Okay. Would you address those for the record?
You have that section.
Thank you.
for example, the variation in yard requirements and so on to relieve practical difficulties or particular hardships in cases. Is that what we're getting at here?
No. Uniqueness of the
unique physical circumstances or conditions. Yeah, we already have a tower there, which was the unique circumstance from the previous application. Physical conditions peculiar to the particular property. Tower is already approved and on that property. Unnecessary hardship has not been created by us. We believe that through our 24-year performance have proven that, in fact, that we have not created a hardship. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district. Since it is a replacement tower, The neighborhood will be left to look much like it looks right now, pretty much exactly like it looks now, with the exception of it all being new. And it would represent a minimum variance that will afford relief and represent the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And we are asking for literally the minimum height and the height that would be acceptable by the FCC. Does that answer the questions?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Do I have a second to that motion? Mr. Rickards.
I would like to...
What was the motion?
Approve case number 11,415 by the statements that the applicant has made, and also that there is uniqueness also to the property, which the applicant has addressed. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Now I request a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,415. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I believe there is a uniqueness in that the lot is limited in size and the tower has been there and obviously needs to be replaced and cannot be developed in strict conformity. Therefore, making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the hardship was created by the applicant. They've already been there, as they stated. Don't believe that it'll alter the essential character in the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare and a minimum to afford relief, so I vote yay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons previously stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,415 is approved.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.